A mother who was critically hurt in December's deadly home invasion in Lower Merion testified today at the trial of the two men accused of breaking into her home, shooting and paralyzing her, and then killing her 25-year-old son. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reporting from Norristown.
62-year-old Bernadette Gaudio says on December 7th she went to dinner to celebrate her older son's birthday and was in bed a little after 11. She testified she woke up around 2 a.m. to, in her words, a black man in her bedroom saying she looked in his eyes as he shot her in the neck. She says she immediately knew she was paralyzed, adding she still has little to no feeling below her neck. She says her younger son, who lives with her, yelled to her as he made his way to her room, then lay wounded on the floor. She used Siri on her phone to call 911. She says she saw someone come back in the room, but she closed her eyes to pretend she was dead and heard two gunshots. Prosecutors say one of those was to the back of her son's head as he was face down on the floor. Charles Fulforth and Kelvin Roberts are charged with murder and related counts. Fulforth is white, Roberts is black. On cross-examination, Roberts' lawyer asked if she remembered telling the 911 operator she had no description of the shooter. She said she was scared the men were still in the house and wanted the call to end. In Norristown, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.